40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The new year began with intense flooding in parts of California that left at least two people dead. Downtown San Francisco got more than 5 inches of rain on New Year's Eve, the second wettest day on record. KOVR-TV's Curtis Ming reports on the extensive floods in Sacramento that closed parts of Highway 99.
We have a levee break in two different locations in the Wilton area, which has sent the Cosumnes River pouring into farmland. There are homes. Thousands of people live in that particular area. This water moving very quickly, very fast over Dillard Road, where we have some vehicles here stuck in the water.
2023 brings a new Congress and a new party in the majority in the House of Representatives.
The first order of business will be the election for new Speaker of the House. Democrat Steny Hoyer, who will no longer be the House Majority Leader, tells CNN Republican Kevin McCarthy's first test will be to get his own caucus to support him.
If he gets 218 votes, has the ability to put together the votes to be the leader of the party, he will then be tested as to whether or not he can lead.
Some of the more conservative Republicans in the House say they will not support McCarthy for Speaker. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Congressman-elect George Santos will be sworn in Tuesday. He's come under fire for lying about his background. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson was on ABC's This Week.
We have to have more integrity in our political environment, in our elected leaders, and this destroys that confidence.
Pope Francis spoke at the Vatican during a New Year's Day service.
In queste ore invochiamo la sua intercessione.
He prayed for Pope Emeritus Benedict, who died yesterday at the age of 95, and thanked him for his life of service to the church. The Pope will lead the funeral for Benedict on Thursday, which the Vatican says will be solemn but simple. Ukraine needs as much as $5 billion a month in financial help, according to IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva. She also says this year will be devastating for the world economy.
When we look at the emerging markets and developing economies, there the picture is even direr. Why? Because on top of everything else, they get hit by high interest rates and by the appreciation of the dollar. For those economies that have high level of debt, this is a devastation.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Stocks ended the year on Friday, like 2022, with losses. The Dow dropped 74 points. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food. So why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
The Postal Service has launched a pilot program to fight criminals who are robbing mail carriers of their mailbox keys.
The agency is linking an electronic device with the key and lock. WTOP News reports the Postal Service is testing the combination in a number of cities, including Washington, D.C. The USPS is also toughening up its blue boxes, adding sharp rakes that cut cords or rope if someone tries to fish mail out of a box, and reinforcing the inside of the mailboxes to make it very difficult to pry them open. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
You might be in recovery mode after a bit of imbibing on New Year's Eve, and perhaps you indulged with some whiskey or tequila. According to the Distilled Spirits Council, American whiskey and tequila help lead the way as sales of luxury spirits spiked in the third quarter. Overall, luxury spirits defined as bottles selling for $50 or more grew 15%. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. That's 800-278-7455.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You, your family, your friends, your community are valuable and worth protecting. If you head into your New Year celebration with this thought top of mind, you're ahead of the game. Sure, have fun ringing in the New Year, but don't get behind a wheel of a car during or after that fun if you've been drinking. The risk is too great of hurting yourself, loved ones, other people near and dear to you, or anyone for that matter. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Spice, the world premier manufacturer of mustard solutions. Wishing you a happy New Year.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday Night Live, FocusSpaceship.tv. Hello, everybody. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by TheSpaceship.tv. See a show? Checklist. Buy tickets. TheSpaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Williamson Street. You can shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And of course, I got to give a special shout out to Salvatore's Tomato Pies and the Stark Weather Brewing Company. Wait a minute.
Let's talk. It's not time to toast yet.
How's the beer? Do you like the beer?
It's delicious. If I can say beer is delicious, it's delicious.
It is delicious.
Stark Weather Brewing Company, thank you.
You could say beer is good. And this beer is really good.
I like it. It's really good, yeah. I was going to show a heavy full glass, but oops.
Well, we've been drinking it.
Yeah.
Jimmy K, Terry Barr, and Rocker here with you on live on the television and also live on the radio. Ooh. What an interesting night, and what an incredible performance from the civil engineers.
Oh, so good.
Wow, was that just amazing. I was sitting back kind of looking at the spaceship control center.
Yes.
While they were mixing it all together, and I was counting all the people that it's taking to do this.
Yes.
And it's just amazing. It's a full room over there. What a great crew, and mm-hmm. I just loved watching the behind the scenes.
Oh, huge thank you, yes, to the Starship. No,
the spaceship.
Now I'm out on who
the
knows
Starship
where.
Starship Enterprise. It's like it. It's like being Enterprise.
TheSpaceship.tv. Thank you, Kat and Dustin and everybody who is here tonight. We know that you are giving up your New Year's Eve to be here to celebrate with us, so we are so grateful to everybody.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I also want to give a shout-out to Glass Nickel Pizza Company here in Madison.
Yeah.
I believe. Mm-hmm. They delivered some pizzas for us, and that saved my night. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Were we going to lose you eventually?
The deal. I Jimmy K might explode at any moment here. I woke up at 5:30 this morning, my normal time.
Oh, that's your normal time.
I just wake up at 5:30. There's
that's
a dog
weird.
To ask.
Well,
you know, I'm old. You know,
so this is past Jimmy's bedtime then.
Oh, that's right. What we're getting to.
I'm going to start mainlining caffeine here at about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, because we can't lose you before Porky's Groove Machine.
If I start slurring my words, I'm going to call an Uber and drink more beer. What I'm going to do.
Okay, he's got a plan.
Terry Barr, you got some more Barr notes later on.
I do. We'll and, you know, I may even repeat the earlier ones because it's a pretty big deal. Big news.
Big news.
One person coming back to do a show from L.A. Another person saying goodbye to this area, but she claims she'll be back as well.
They all come back. Rocker, we just experienced an awesome rock and roll set from the Civil Engineers.
Oh, so grateful.
Here on the spaceship.tv. But there's more coming.
There is a lot more coming, Jimmy. Next up, we're going to have Linda and the Zeros.
Yay.
I'm really looking forward to this performance. It's going to be stellar as well. And then at the end of the night, it's Porky's Groove Machine. They're down here from Minneapolis.
That's what's keeping me awake right now.
They made the trip. They're hanging at the hotel, conserving their energy.
Listen to that.
Because you know, we're going to ask them what they had for lunch. I think it was Denny's and Perkins. They're recovering, but they'll be here.
That's a real road trip, isn't it?
In just a little while.
Mm-hmm. Well, a touring band.
There's plenty of pizza and beer for the Porky's Groove Machine when they come. We'll just tell them it's from Denny's, okay?
Denny's? Right.
No.
It's Denny's frozen pizza.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you guys.
Right. There is a chat room. Rocker, how do we get in the chat room?
Just go to www.thespaceship.tv and sign up, get an account. Bam, you'll be on the chat with me. I'm looking at the chat right now.
What do you got?
D-Ski is in there giving the devil's horns.
Of course.
The devil's horns, so that must mean they really, truly like it. And, yeah, so head into the chat.
Yes.
Give us a message. We'd love to see you.
And we'll
there.
Share your message if you don't mind,
and
because
you can
we
watch,
love that.
And you can watch the stream while you're chatting.
Yeah, why not?
We're going to squeeze some music this half hour from Armchair Boogie. We're maybe some work coming up later in the Cashbox Kings as well. So we all know and love Ellie Erickson and Bone Holler here in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
They have new music, don't they?
They have.
Sorry, did I just bust what you were going to say?
Yes.
Right.
She guessed it.
You did it.
Yes. See, that news thing in me still lives on. I like to be the one that wins.
Their CD release show is coming up on the 6th. I don't have the piece of paper that tells me where. I think it's at the High Noon Saloon.
I think you're right.
I think it's the High Noon Saloon with Bone Holler. I don't know who they're playing with, but it's really going to be a good show.
Do you have music?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Ellie and Molly sent me a brand new track off this new album.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
More music to premiere on Max Inc. Radio.
Where
just
else?
About. Now, we've heard this song before, but this is just mastered mix. This is the real deal. It's Bone Holler, live on Max Inc. Radio on the spaceship.tv.
Buried deep in the banks of the Ohio. sorrows with a sense of loss and never saw you again. We had dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Nothing after now. We had dreams and bones and nothing. Bones and nothing after, nothing after now. Birds I crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Birds I crew, we back again, birds I crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Birds I crew, we back again, birds I crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Birds I crew, we back again, birds I crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Birds I crew, we back again
pack it in, it's a bird's eye crew, we back again, so pack it in, it's a bird's eye crew, we back again, pack it in, it's a bird's eye crew, we back again, so pack it in, it's a bird's eye crew, we back again, got me feeling like I'm in goodbye. Crane your neck to try to steal another glimpse of God. I gain respect just from dealing with these simple smiles. My phrase connects and leave them reeling like a vision ride. Don't praise the text or blame the technique. My flow aims at best to drain the dead sea. The famous medley remaining deadly. The frame of Teddy with the brain of Eddie. These red beams are aimed at anyone who claimed to be highly trained while they strain to speak. You can't stop the train to try to tame the beast. So just chop your veins and remain at ease. Now listen, with every snare hit, I share spin. With every note strum, that's another quote spun. With every key played, that's another tree blazed. Till the hook comes back, and what's done is done. To run your third eye through, you heard I grew a guest from the herb I blew. I see my secret to success ain't from the birds I flew. That's true, if the shoe fits, I'll pick up some new kicks. Wear them out the store, walk a mile or more to be sure I blaze my own trail. And the more I explore, the more my soul sails. Proof that I won't fail. From first times through to the last one ends. Every verse I drew from the words I knew, but it's new. Every second song drove another lesson home. Time will change minds as quick as Smith & Wesson's blow. I lead life like a chord progression. Hit the wrong notes, no frets, just work to lessen. Here's a question for those that try to lessen my flows. How many hoops I gotta jump through for best in the show? We go.
Pulling me through time with a band and rhymes. Sky high with a bird's eye.
It's a bird's eye crew, we back again, pack it in, pack it in. It's a bird's eye crew, we back again, back again.
pack it in, pack it in. It's a bird's eye crew, we back again So pack it in, pack it in. It's a bird's eye crew, we back again
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of a field. I find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens. And they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have my dang old head in the ground. That's the way. After a night like that, yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo, we were having all sorts of laughs. What would I do that to myself? Why would I drink my night away? Oh yeah, that's right, all my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends give me feel down. That's why I'm proud. Sadness, sell me the Holy Ghost, sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at, and buy me over for dinner, and buy my woman too, give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much bother. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw and love their way home. They keep me around. We'll be right back. me to do it.
Yeah, there it is. Maxi Gritty, we are local music. Armchair Boogie there. What does it care? What is it? What does time care? What does it matter anymore? Oh, no. You know.
You know, we have
here
several.
We go.
Hours.
We're on the spaceship. We're right. Like entering the, leaving the atmosphere here.
We have several hours till midnight.
I can tell you off the top. I can tell you off the top of my head that Armchair Boogie is playing at the Majestic for one of the fest. I believe it's the Bluegrass Festival.
Ooh. It would have to be the Bluegrass Festival.
I think that's happening next Saturday on the 7th. But check Facebook at the events.
Don't take Jimmy's word for it.
Don't take my word for it.
Not right now,
check
anyway.
Facebook.
Bird's Eye before that was Sky High, and that brand new Bone Holler song, Muddy River was the name of that song.
Oh, that was fun.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a good evening so far. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Terry Barr and Rocker. We are broadcasting live on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Spaceship.tv. And it's so much fun tonight. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, and we're only getting started, if you think about it. It's only after 8 o'clock right now. We have two more amazing bands for you tonight, live at the spaceship.tv or across the Civic Media Radio Network. And wherever you're listening or watching, once again, we are so grateful to have you here with us.
And don't forget, if you want to relive the experience, the show here on the Civic Media Radio Network will replay tonight at midnight and then tomorrow at 6 p.m. and midnight as well.
We can ring in the new year like four times.
Right. And then the whole thing will be podcasted. It will be on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Don't forget to get the Civic Media app on your phone. That's important.
That's the easiest thing to do. Yes. And it's one of those apps where it actually works. I don't know if you've ever downloaded any of the other, and I'm going to be careful how I say this, but any of the other radio station type of apps, they're messy. This one is clear and crisp and easy to use.
Plus, if you want to listen to The Madison, you could choose Devil Radio, 92.7. Of course, if you want to listen to Bull Falls Radio. Thank you. This is why I don't have stuff in front of me. But anyway, Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, if you want to listen to them.
And Amy, our friends Frank and Amy, are probably listening right now. They listen every Saturday. Yeah. And so they're big music lovers. So thanks, you guys.
It's a great app for sure. Rocker, and we hope to 2023, that's one of our missions for Max Inc. Radio, is to get out with the people more and do more shows like this.
Around the state. In different places, locations, great local bands from all over the state. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're down here in Madison, and Madison has a great staple of bands, but the rest of the state has just an amazing amount of musicians, and we want to celebrate those people, too.
Absolutely.
And we really like having the full band.
Yeah.
That is really fun. So let's call 2023 year of the full band.
That's good.
Like that.
The Wisconsin Rapid stations that are part of the Civic Media Network,
locally grown radio,
they are going to be doing the Hoozles Rise to Music competition, and that will be getting started right before summer hits. And they bring in all these musicians. Anybody from around the state can register to be part of it. It's kind of a battle of the bands sort of competition. But they've already said, can we have some of the musicians visit with you guys? You guys want to come out and hang with us? And I said, you just never know what's going to happen.
The possibilities are endless.
I love it. Yes.
It's going to be awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. We got live music from Linda and the Zeros coming up next hour for the 8 o'clock hour. And coming up, and they're going to join us here in the radio studio for a quick interview, too.
It's going to be fun.
Meantime, Terry, you have some more bar notes for
us. Oh, I do. I do. I do.
Hey, before I start in the bar notes, I want to remind people, we're in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're watching people chat. We're chatting with D-Ski right now. Mm-hmm. So get on thespaceship.tv. Join us in the chat room.
Excellent. Okay, I mentioned this in an earlier version tonight of Bar Notes. Rain Stern, a hometown favorite. She's actually from Mount Horeb, but she calls Madison home. Well, that was until she moved to L.A. She has a show coming up on Wednesday at High Noon Saloon in Madison. And that, yeah, is this Wednesday. Our show friend Marsden is going to be opening for her. But, I mean, if you want to see somebody jam a guitar, woo-wee.
There's a 97% chance that I will be at that show.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. Very good. And then we also talked about our... I love this woman, Kelsey Miles. She's moving to Kansas City, I believe, in April. And again, as she mentioned, the blues are pulling me there, the blues scene and the barbecue. And she promises that she will join us on the show before she heads out. So we've got that coming ahead. Here's the other big news, in case you hadn't heard. Everybody knows Dave Adler.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steely Dan, keyboard player, the leader of the band. He stands up on the stool that he sits down.
We just had him in the Devil's Lair.
Oh, and it was so good. My goodness. Well, he is a Mr. and Mrs. now. He is the Mr., of course. He got married.
Mazel tov.
Yes, yes. So Dave and Mary Beth, we love you and say congratulations to you.
That archive from Dave Adler, Planet of the Devil's Lair, is up on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us right now.
Excellent.
Yeah. You got to check it out.
That is funny.
If you want to be entertained.
It was an hour of Hanukkah bliss.
Oh, my gosh. And you will laugh so hard. I mean, that's what I did. And right. I had a tummy ache by the time that show was done. Oh, my gosh. Right. You just never know what to expect. So there you go.
Linda from Linda to Zeros is taking a seat on the couch. We're going to have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes. Their live set is coming up here shortly. You were on with Crudy and the Devil's Advocates on Friday.
Yes, and for the happy hour.
I was listening to that, and we appreciate the Devil's Advocates for having you on and talk about this show tonight. I think you asked Crudy his favorite local song, and he said he couldn't remember what it was, but he was like, "I like the booty song. I want to hear the booty song."
Crudy.
Oh yeah, are we gonna hear
Crudy
it?
Crudy loves.
I'm not sure what booty song he was playing or what song he was talking about. So
did you ever figure it out?
Do we have more than one?
I want to play two booty songs right now for Crudy.
All right.
At Devil Radio, we'll kick it off with Dr. Noise and the booty song on Max Inc. Radio and the Spaceship.tv.
Oh, when the stars have aligned, girl, then you'll be mine. Please let me touch that booty. And with a butt like that, I simply got to ask. Please let me touch that booty. I got you down on the floor, baby, begging me for more. Please let me touch that booty. Popping out of those jeans like the girls in magazines. At least let me see your booty. Oh, yeah. Just give me a pinch, I'm only asking for an inch. Please let me touch that booty. And if your butt was the earth, I'd like and just drop those pants. Please let me touch that booty. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio.
Woo-hoo!
We are local music. Booty on My Mind. That's Magic Conch. Dr. Noise before that with the booty song. A double dip of booty songs for Crudy.
Double dip and booty.
Yeah.
Just there you go. For Crudy.
Double dip and booty for Crudy.
Woo. All right.
If you're just tuning in, you may be listening to tonight's audio broadcast on one of our many radio stations across the Civic Media statewide radio network, or you may be streaming from the Civic Media app. But tonight, you can also watch Max Inc. Radio by going to thespaceship.tv. And there, you're going to find a high-quality video and audio stream of the show, plus a chat room. Come join us now. Linda and the Zeros are on a mission to find the common thread connecting music to audience. For Linda and the Zeros, that connection is a blend of soul, Motown, funk, and rock. The band's latest single, Too Hot, can often be heard right here on Max Inc. Radio. Since their formation in 2016, the Madison Band has been playing plenty of local clubs and just this year performed on the Clyde Stubblefield stage for Atwood Fest.
It was amazing.
And in a few minutes, we're going to hear a live set of Linda and the Zeros on location at thespaceship.tv, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Starkweather Brewing Company. But first, let's catch up with the band before they hit the stage. Linda, Greg, Steve, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay! Thank you for being here. This is amazing.
We'll get your mics on in just a second here.
That's okay.
All right.
We keep saying it's live TV,
right.
So, yeah. You know, and live radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just go with it and you explain it as you go along and everybody's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show. How y'all doing?
Yeah, let me clap again for you guys. Yeah.
Doing great. We're really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
We are thrilled to have you guys here. My goodness. Tell us a little bit. You've been around for a decade. Is that possible? Wow.
Not quite, but yeah, we're getting there.
Okay. Uh-huh. For people who don't know you, and I was one of those people at Atwood Fest that saw you and went, who and what is happening right now? Amazing energy, great tunes, great music. And I was so excited to find out you were a Wisconsin band, so that made me really happy. But what can you tell us as far as a backstory about all of you, where you came from, how you got together, a little bit? Mm-hmm.
We should have discussed this, but I'm going to start with...
Nah, that's boring. No discussing.
I guess, you know, we had done some different renditions and different band stuff, so Greg and I together, and Greg was kind of itching to get back into it, and I said, okay, well, I'll agree, but I had stipulations, and one was I didn't play an instrument. I didn't want to be behind any instrument. I wanted to strictly sing, and my name had to be in the band because I think like it would give people something to identify with. And he said yes, so that's how it all came to be. And the next thing I know, he was having a beer with you at the Vintage? No. Not,
Brasserie V.
You know, the Brasserie V, and Rose came aboard. And it kind of just kept word of mouth kind of developed, and we gathered up such a wonderful group of people that have just such a great spirit and energy about them. And then on top of that, they just bring their incredible talent, always prepared and just super positive.
Oh, and we're going to see this happening.
How did the Zeros come about?
The actual word Zeros? So it's kind of a leftover from a computer programming lingo, where you eliminate the leading zeros in programming sense. And I frequently say that zero is the sum total of my musical talent, so it fits perfectly into it.
I would probably say that's probably wrong, but that's okay.
Oh my goodness, you guys!
Well, self-deprecation can be some pretty funny stuff. So
we rely on that every Saturday.
Here we are.
It works.
Tell us a little bit about the music, and do you have a mission, or when you get up on stage, is there anything that you're really looking forward to doing for the people who are there to hear you and see you and enjoy the music?
You didn't talk yet. Do you want to go?
A mission? Well, I think it's to get people up and dancing is really, and having fun. And I think that of all the bands I've ever been in, this band, when it plays, we're having as much fun as anybody in the audience, probably more. But I think it's contagious, you know. And,
yeah.
And so whenever we play it, it really hasn't mattered in all these years. We just really enjoy ourselves, enjoy interacting with each other, and then it just spreads.
I think, again, I go back to Atwood Fest, again, for those listening in other parts of the state, end of July in Madison, along Atwood Avenue. But I remember we were standing on the street, and you had so many people. Is that one of the bigger shows you've played? And how did that feel, just to see everybody so happy and jam into your music?
Well, it was wonderful. We so appreciated the offer to be there, and then to have the type of stage that allowed us to express ourselves,
yeah.
Especially for Linda to have the room to move, because physicality is a part of her show, and it energizes people or wears them out, one or the other.
Yeah.
So that was great. I mean, it wasn't too many years before that we were playing on a stage in western Wisconsin that had a running train behind us and semis in front of us, and the audience was on the other side of the semis.
Was that at the hotel north of the Trempolo?
Yes.
Oh my
God. It has to be, right?
Yes.
That's one of the only places where you can have a train just go flying back while you're playing outside.
And the sound was bouncing front and back when they would all happen at the same time. And I was just praying no one was going to get run over, and no one did. It was a lot of fun.
That's good. Awesome. Wow, what a memory, though.
Back to Atwood Fest, I will have to say that the energy of the crowd, like Steve talks about, infectious. The crowd energy there was amazing. So we really fed a lot off of that.
Oh, yeah. I could see all of it happening because we were way in the back. And just to watch people kind of, you know, checking you guys out and, oh, I got a little groove. And then to watch people start dancing, I just love that. So we can't wait to hear from you guys live tonight.
Love the live crowd energy. We got Steve, Linda, and Greg from Linda and the Zeros. In a few minutes, we're going to listen to you all play live.
Yay!
On location here at the Spaceship.tv, is presented by the Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Stark Weather Brewing Company. Tell us about some of the horn section, especially that Chado guy.
Who's that new Chad guy?
He can run, but he can't hide. I pursued him for many months.
That's awesome.
Oh, he's wearing quite the flashy, nice jacket tonight.
He's wearing the jacket he was wearing when I met him.
The truth comes out.
The smoking jacket. Yeah.
It's pretty cool that, you know, he's playing horns. I know he's a percussionist, drummer by trade.
Yeah.
But he just recently picked up the horns. I'm really excited to watch him play. And if you ever need a really good pet sitter, Chad O's your guy.
Yes.
FreeBellyRubs.com. You can get Chad.
Sitting and dog walking.
Now, you all have
nice
nine
job.
People in the band.
Mm-hmm.
What is practice like? Or do you all get together?
It's loud.
Yeah. How do you all stay on track? Like, there's squirrels all over the place, you know?
Well, we have a really dedicated bunch that comes to practice, like Linda said, prepared. And so the studio space that we have in the basement of our house is just big enough to squeeze a herd of cats in it. That's our band.
Yeah.
And we all have our spot, and we have a prepared list, and everyone...
Thank you.
Goes right to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it's really great. Everybody kind of just squeezes on in. We've set up some different barriers just to try to. We love you, horns, but they are loud, we have to kind of block that a little bit. But yeah, it's really nice. And we're looking for back vocalists, and I'm hoping that that'll happen soon. So we've
Ooh. I'd say everybody's been playing a long time, so they know what they're doing, which makes it a heck of a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
When we say here's what we're going to do, here's how we're going to treat it, everybody does their homework, and we come and we can work. Yeah, because if half the people aren't prepared, it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, you're all busy people too, you know. So when you get
real
there,
life.
You want to have fun, but you want to have a real rehearsal too. So that when you hit the stage, you're like, we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very true.
We're definitely ready to go to see Linda and the Zeros tonight on the spaceship.tv. That's coming up just after the top of the hour here. What's coming up in your calendar? Any shows beyond the spaceship tonight?
Yeah, we'll have a gig in February at the Red Rooster.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. We'll just up
that.
The street.
Yep. Mm-hmm. First time for us there. We'll be coming back to the Burr Oak. And then we're planning some summer outdoor gigs.
Wonderful. Also. How do we keep up with you? Are you on all the socials, all that good stuff?
Yep, Linda.com, or LindaTheZeros.com. It's just Linda. These guys, window dressing, you know. It's all good, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
So LindaZero.com, and we're on Facebook. We have an Instagram that's not run very well because I'm the one responsible for it. But
you got to delegate and put one of these guys in charge of the Instagram. Oh,
I do need somebody who's more interested in that. So who's volunteering, guys?
Oh, Jab.
Awesome. Jab.
Oh,
volunteer the guy.
Why not? He's not
right
in
under
here.
The bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Steve, Linda, Greg, thank you so much for coming in, doing the show tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Super excited to see you play. And you're so gracious. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Thank you very much. Yep,
thank you.
Linda the Zero is coming up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network and the Spaceship.tv. Let's play some new work right now. This is called Ignition on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.